Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon. The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon and John Nelson of Soccer Down here. Getting set to break down a result that 6 minutes into the match we didn't feel we'd be talking about. But Atlanta United battles back in the second half. They get a 2-1 victory, take 3 points from the New York Red Bulls tonight. And Madison Cruz, also of Soccer Down Here, was on the field post-match, and she had an opportunity to catch up with Atlanta United manager Tata Martino.
Tata, back in the Benz for the first time since May. You guys get the win here today. How proud are you of the way the team battled on the pitch?
Oh, porque estamos trabajando bien. Los chicos se merecían una alegría como la de hoy. Y es muy valioso porque el partido lo estábamos perdiendo.
We've been working well. The boys deserved a win like this tonight. And we're happy because we battled back.
I want to ask about Adrian Gill. He had his MLS debut tonight for the side, and he was key in a lot of those big moments in the match. What did he bring to the midfield that unlocked some of those moments for you guys?
Aportó orden, carácter, personalidad. Jugó un gran partido, Adrián.
Order, character, personality. Adrian played a great game.
Gracias.
There you have it, and there's a lot to get to here, John Nelson. But Adrian Gill, the debut, something I've been looking forward to since he was brought in. We'll have an opportunity to go through that. But and let's go back to the beginning here. 6 minutes in, and you're broken apart. A very tightly slotted pass to Emil Forsberg. He has a nice touch to finish. Nothing that Lucas Hoyos could do in that moment. And, you know, for the moment, and it was one of Maddie's three keys, which is why it jumped out immediately, was survive the first 15 minutes, and you didn't do that. And it was just one of those, here we go again, you've had 2 weeks off, you haven't been home for a while, you're showing the fans, and this is what they show up if they were on time to see. But really from that moment on, and you were sitting behind me there on press row, there were opportunities for Atlanta United, quite frankly, probably should have been 3-1, 4-1 Atlanta United, and we'll get into some of the lack of finishing as we continue throughout the program, but from the 6 minute on when you trailed 1-0, this was actually a pretty strong performance.
You grew into the game because, I need you to be kind of like I don't want to use the word guinea pig, but I need you to help me out here with an example.
Yeah.
String a couple of sentences together in your head. Just think about what you want to say. Give me your first sentence. Just whatever that sentence is off the top of your head, whatever you want to talk about, go ahead and say it.
I
don't want to hear about it. Then go to your next sentence.
Well
I don't want to hear about it. Go to your next sentence.
But, then,
but I don't want to. That's what it's like handling the Red Bulls press. Literally, it's you have a thought, and then they're going to come chasing after you. They're going to try to interrupt your thought pattern. They're going to try to sit there and try to disrupt what you want to have going on. That's what Atlanta United was trying to battle against Red Bulls and what Michael Bradley brings to the table in that first 15 minutes or so. And in that first goal that you saw with Emil Forsberg, it was literally, it was a recycled chance. Atlanta United needed to send the ball, as they had done once before with Adrian Gill. Look, you needed to send it into section 212, and you weren't able to do that. It ends up as a recycled opportunity, and you end up with Julian Hall at the elbow, near side of the 18, and he works his way to the right, finds Mometi, who's another one of the young baby Bulls, who's doing really well. And then you have Emil Forsberg, who's basically posted up between two center backs, and it was a great ball from Mometi to find just that little bit of space.
Yeah.
Forsberg lets it go through, turn, fire, near post, goal. But that, once again, it's that disruption that Red Bulls want. They want to sit there and they want to knock over your drink. They want to take your tray of food and sit there and throw it on the floor. They want to take your dessert and sit there and throw it up against the wall. They want to make you go and get a second helping and you haven't had anything to eat yet.
And the thing is, with an exception here and exception there, Atlanta United did figure that out.
Now,
and Mike
did.
And Jason, they finished up their commentary by talking about Adrian Gill and how it took him a couple of moments to kind of get to the speed. Again, it's his MLS debut, right? And so it takes him a couple of moments to figure out the speed and kind of read what the Red Bulls are doing. But from that moment forward, after your trail 1-0, you pretty much had them figured out. And even in the moments in which they did have possession, and they did have possession, we'll get to the stats in just a moment, it really wasn't overly threatening possession for the most part. On the flip side, Atlanta United, in some limited possession, did have quite a bunch of threatening moments, whether it was from Miggy or whether it was from Fafa Pico, Tristan Moyamba eventually, and we'll get to the goals later. But there were some moments there where you were threatening, probably should have scored, just didn't have the class with the final touch. But some real dangerous moments for Atlanta United. And it's one of the things that if you're going to make any sort of run up the standings, you've got to figure out how to be able to finish when you create those chances. That's something we've talked about for a while. Quick look at the statistics here. Atlanta United, 42% possession to the New York Red Bulls, 58%. And normally we've talked about this before. When you're trailing, normally that would flip. But with the new style that the Red Bulls are working with, even being down 1-0 for a good portion of this match, didn't make a difference possession-wise. Shots, though, 11-7 in favor of Atlanta United. Shots on goal, each team had 3. And the XG, for once, in favor of Atlanta United, which kind of goes to the point. 1.9 for Atlanta United, 0.8 for the New York Red Bulls. Again, Forsberg's shot is a goal every time, so it should be at least one. I still refuse to believe XG is very well-managed.
But if you miss those
statistic,
close opportunities and you have Lucas Oyo's saves, then that number gets minimized.
We'll get to Oyo's in just
a
minute.
But
I do want to also go ahead and give you the opportunity, John Nelson of Soccer Down Here, to bring up our man of the match.
Man of the match, Tristan Muyumba. 90 minutes, he gets the XG of 0.86, gets the goal, and it was a lot like the one that he scored in Philly. Takes that beat. And like the one in Toronto, too, as a matter of fact. You sit there, and he gets the opportunity. Cooper Sanchez starts it, and it ends up with Tristan. Tristan had a little bit of space, a little bit of room to his right, took a beat, saw the gap.
That's right.
And then he just – it was almost like a lift. It was almost like a lift and then a shot upper 90 far post. Gorgeous piece of work by Tristan Muyumba, 28-34 passing at 82% on the day. And you end up with Tristan getting his third of the season, and that is the difference that was made. That is why I have Tristan Muyumba as my player of the match.
It's the patience on the goal that you mentioned. It's the ability to take a moment, find your spot, pick it out. And that's different from what you saw earlier in the match where you kind of sat there and said, oh, he's got a sitter in front of net. How'd he miss the goal? He was rushed, and there's obviously other reasons. Pass was a little bit behind him. He was trying to work around his body, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he was rush. And in this moment, and you mentioned it as well, I wrote that same thing down. It kind of felt a lot like the Philly goal in terms of picking out a spot, hitting from range. and relatively comfortable. He didn't put a ton of power on it, but he knew as soon as he let it go off his foot that it was going to ripple the back of the net, and it did. I do want to point out also Lucas Hoyos in this match.
We did have it was a close race.
It was a couple of different guys. Hoyos obviously conceded early. He had two specific saves that were goals. Quite frankly, it's one of those. If you're the Red Bulls, you almost put your hand in your heads. I can't believe that didn't get to the goal. Lucas Hoyos had one. It was diving to his right, and then in the second half, he was diving to his left. Two really big saves.
Check out these numbers for Lucas Hoyos, by the way. 26 of 33 passing, 11 of 18 long balls on the night. 61%, 11 accurate long balls, 26 to 33 passing, two diving saves, which we talked about, one inside the 18, one punch clear, four recoveries, a clearance, 37 touches. He actually won a ground duel on the night.
I actually thought that guy could have beat him to the ball. I was surprised he pulled up, but he did either way. And I want to be specific here. When we talk about these two diving saves here from Lucas Hoyos, these were goals. Mm-hmm. These were not your run-of-the-mill diving saves. You batted away and whatever it is. These were goals. They were in. The Red Bull guy was halfway to celebrating when Hoyos got touches to both of them. And so, you know, when you say not all saves are created equal, these were two specific goal-preventing saves. I know that's obviously all saves are goal-preventing, but like very specifically goal-preventing saves. And so I thought he had, because of how tight the game was played, because it was 2-1, you know, if he concedes that second goal as opposed to the great save, now it's 2-0, game plays out differently. It was, I think, 1-1 still. It may have already been 2-1, actually.
I think it was 2-1, and then he lunges to his left to the near post.
To prevent the draw.
Yeah.
And so that's obviously not just goal-saving, but game-saving. In that moment. So there you go.
Adrian Gill's numbers, he was also honorable mention. He was a part of the discussion. 26 of 26 passing in the first half, by the way, for Adrian Gill. Finishes 41 of 43 passing on the night, played the full 90 minutes, had seven defensive contributions, 55 touches, three passes into the final third, seven defensive contributions, two tackles, three clears for Adrian Gill tonight. And you look at, let's see, it was two picks, six recoveries for Adrian Gill, and he won every ground duel that was contested. So, Adrian Gill, how's that for your first ever MLS start? As you said, it took him a little bit to get the to get adjusted to what was going on speed of play-wise, but Adrian Gill had a heck of a night. Actually, let me rephrase. He had a hell of a night. Adrian Gill had a hell of a night, 7.6 by our friends at FOTMA, but big night.
You're not really relying on him to score a goal, but that's pretty much all you could have asked for beyond what he did show tonight. Was if there's a chance to put one in the back of the net, sure. But really good debut, and it's one of the reasons I've been excited awaiting his appearance, and we finally saw that tonight. All right, when we come back, we'll take a listen back to the comeback. Tristan Moyamba and Fafa Pico, your goal scorers today in Atlanta United's 2-1 come-from-behind win against the New York Red Bulls. The highlights brought to you by Scana coming up next. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta United. 2-1 winners tonight against the New York Red Bulls. Trailed 1-0 early within 10 minutes, but able to fight back in the second half and pick up all 3 points. And this is a team that time after time, John, and we'll get to the highlights in just a moment, but time after time we have sat here and talked about the performance. Mm-hmm. And it was starting, in my opinion, to feel that way again, where you're just like, man, they are playing better. They may not have had the possession. We talked about the numbers last segment, but they were the ones that were dangerous. And it was starting to get to the point where, and we've been here before, chances created, chances finished, and you've got to find a way to align that. And it was almost, man, how many different ways can this team find to not score? Because of the situations where it looked at least live. We saw the replay, and you can kind of walk through what happened, but it looked like Tristan Moyenbaugh had an absolute sitter that was mishit. And there were just other moments, whether it was one-on-ones or various runs that were made, it felt like there was opportunity that just wasn't being finished. And it was one of those frustrating, are we going to go through this again, where we sit and talk about an improved performance and you were the more dangerous team and this and that, when it took one pass, one shot for Emil Forsberg and you're working your way through that. But ultimately in the second half, you did find some ways back into it. We call them the highlights, and they are brought to you here by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Again, early on, the 27th minute, Tristan Moyenbaugh had a ball that a lot of people say should have been, could have been a goal, and we can break that down in just a moment. And for about 50 minutes here, that was the story of Tristan Moyenbaugh's game. Now, obviously, he recovers. He becomes our man of the match. So it developed from there. But he got Atlanta United back to level in the 69th minute.
Play it ahead to Cooper Sanchez, who turns at the right halfway line and dribbles into the Red Bulls half and flicks it ahead now to Jakob. Jakob with a cross to Moranchuk. Poke to Moyenbaugh inside the arc. Shot! Score! In the first half, he put one over the crossbar from close range. He makes up for it with a beautiful goal here in the 70th minute to equalize.
You know, it's funny. We were headed towards a wildly different conversation because I was going to come on here and really shred Fafa Pico, if we're going to be honest. I thought he had had a really difficult game as well. But again, in the end, what you do in the first however many minutes can be made up for late stage, and that's what happened. Fafa Pico in the 82nd minute puts one home to give Atlanta United the 2-1 lead.
Short corner to Moranchuk out of the far corner, back to Almiron. Here's his cross to the back post. Header! Score! Fafa Pico! Off a set piece, comes from behind to take the lead in the 82nd minute. And he won't get an assist, but this was all created by a corner that was produced by Adrian Gill.
The assists do officially go to Miguel Almiron and, of course, Alexi Maranchuk, who had two more assists tonight. He continues to be outstanding there in the midfield. It was just one of those things that 82 minutes in there, John, you take the 2-1 lead, and now you're starting to think, all right, you got to hold on for however many minutes. I signaled to you, what do we got, 4 or 5 minutes of stoppage time, 8 minutes, and you started to get nervous.
Eight.
Again. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I don't remember hydration break.
Was the number like 5, and was it like an illegible 5, and it's like, you know, the top line.
Change the grade.
Basically, that's what you're doing. You sit there, you look at the 5. No, that's an 8. No, that's the way it is.
Either way, Atlanta United fights through the stoppage time and is able to pull home all 3 points in this one. Look. The criticisms for me of Fafa Pico early on, it just felt like he was trying to do it all on his own, trying to do too much. It felt like he was dribbling when he should have been passing. He was passing when he should have been taking a shot. Just not sure exactly what was going on in his head. But, again,
I think
where
Fafa Pico, you're trying to create.
Yeah.
And when you're going up against Red Bulls defensively and – once you get the engine turned over and you get it figured out, and then you end up with a lot of work with the big switches that became effective, and then Red Bulls are on their heels, and you're missing that final element, and I think that's what Fafa Pico was trying to do. He was trying to
create this situation. He was left to do it on his own, and he was trying to.
Yeah.
And at times it felt like there were opportunities for him to use some help, and other times there weren't. There wasn't anyone up there with him. But ultimately, he's going to go down in the scorebook as the game-winning goal scorer off the dome there.
All right, so you want to go backwards and look at these things. So if you go 82nd minute with Fafa Pico, with the corner, you end up with a quick pass to Alexi. So it's Miggy on the corner, Miggy to Alexi. Alexi's right on the edge of the 18 over at the far, and what Alexi does is he passes out to his right at about a 45-degree angle. That opens things up, and so you're not dealing with basically a 180-degree line to try to create something in the six. You end up drawing the defense out, and it's like, oh, Miggy's got the ball again, you know, quickly, all right, so what's he going to do? And so that way you spread out the defense for Red Bulls. Red Bulls go and pursue, and that actually Fafa was one of two players that was there at the far post, and Fafa was just there, and he heads it down. It goes into Ethan Horvath and in the back of the net. And so it was one of those that you've drawn up, that you've seen, whether it was stuff on film or stuff that you've been working on. You opened up the field a little bit, and you draw the defense out, and you create that opportunity off of the corner.
Yeah, a little more detail on what you're talking about is that the New York Red Bulls were set in their defense for the corner, but as Maranchuk and Miggy played around with it, they kind of started to slide from far post to near post. Mm-hmm. And then when the cross did come in, they couldn't recover far post. Fafa, and I think it was maybe Thomas Jakob was there as well, but he pulled up and let Fafa Pico put the header in. Good power, good angle, and puts it into the back of the net. It is a 2-1 win, all 3 points for Atlanta United. When we come back, we will continue to discuss this match and also talk about, as we continue through the next couple of matches here, if you can get on a roll for Atlanta United. So that's what's coming up next. Just stick around. It is the full-time report. It is John Nelson of Soccer Down Here, Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers.
Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
It's been a little while. If you are confused, this is the full-time report. And we play music after victory.
It's LaBoss on the fours here on the full-time report on 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app.
It's been a while since a victory. I think our last victory, unfortunately.
Montreal.
May 2nd.
Yeah, 106
May
days.
May 2nd.
I think it was 106 days.
Yeah, it's been a while, but that's what the celebration is all about. I wanted to ask you, John, just your thoughts generally. Because we've had a number of these games that have felt this way, performances that have felt this way, that ultimately didn't end this way. Mm-hmm. What do you think, ultimately, without just being like, well, today you scored those games you didn't.
Well, today you scored those games you didn't.
Twice, yes. What was the difference in the performance and the result today versus some of the previous 10-12 matches where you've played well and just didn't have anything to show for it?
Well, I think where Red Bulls are concerned, specific the grades in conduct, you get the S's, the N's, and the U's, like, you know, plays well with others, respects materials, those kinds of things. If you had a soccer conduct category that was respects playing with a lead, plays well with a lead, Red Bulls would get a U. They would be unsatisfactory. They've given up leads this season on multiple occasions. They just don't play well with they don't play well with a lead. It's almost like something foreign. It's like, who are you? Hi, I'm a lead. I don't know what you look like. I'm not gonna hang out here. So it's, you have a team that is, for whatever reason within the system that Michael Bradley has, they have an advantage, and it's like they're uncomfortable with it for whatever reason, and you end up with Atlanta United taking advantage of that. And when Atlanta United kind of figured out, okay, point to point, you know, and your switches and your alleys to make sure that they were on their heels, and you were able to continue to push and press and pressure Red Bulls, they continue to be unsure of themselves. And when you continue to have that advantage, you keep knocking on that door, you have a team that doesn't do well with a lead, then it translates into the opportunities that you had in the final, final 20 minutes. And when you have a team that plays the way that Red Bulls do, if you look at it from their pressing element, it's usually the last 15 minutes of the first half and the last 15 minutes of a match. Because they've been pressing so much and they have all that energy expended, you have those chances to take advantage of them being gassed, and you did in the final 20 minutes with 2 goals and 12.
Again, you've got a team that's leading 1-0 from the early stages, a team that has a majority of the possession, but it just didn't really result in too many threatening opportunities. In the moments that they were threatening, Lucas Hoyos, among others, at Ronald Hernandez cleared one off the line. There were a couple of blocked shots out there. It wasn't just Hoyos all by himself, but up to the task to keep it at one. And I think, obviously, getting into halftime, keeping it at one after trailing essentially for 40 minutes, plus the stoppage time there, I think was a key. And then you came out and kept it going there in the second half. When we come back here on the Full-Time Report, we're going to hear from our man of the match, Tristan Moyamba. He had an opportunity to chat with Jason Longshore just a couple of minutes ago. We'll hear what he had to say. So stick around. The Full-Time Report continues. It's Abe Gordon, John Nelson on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. No longer Atlanta Stadium. It's the Benz, baby, and Atlanta United back at it. A 2-1 victory, John Nelson, tonight in comeback fashion over the New York Red Bulls.
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, by the way, is who this is.
Oh, I thought that's who Atlanta United beat tonight.
No, actually, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes actually had a hit.
Southside Julian Hall is who they beat tonight. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they'll donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. Not a clean sheet tonight, but it was 3 points for Atlanta United. And one of the men who provided the comeback, Tristan Moyamba, he spoke with Jason Longshore a couple of minutes ago.
Start with Jason. Go ahead. How important is it after what happened in Philadelphia to come back tonight and get this win?
Very, very important. Very, very, very important for the confidence, for the team, and also for the fans, because we've been playing away for couple weeks. It's been a while we didn't play in front of our fans, our family, and it was good to show this face from the team.
And then for you personally, you had an opportunity in the first half. You end up getting the equalizer in the second. Yeah. Just how did the night go for you as a whole?
It's part of the life of being a footballer, up and down, and you just need to move on and think about the next play. And I was really, really disappointed and frustrated about the missed on the first half, but fortunately I'm happy and glad to score the equalizer and most of all to win the game.
Alexi talked about how much the support of the fans is important. How did it feel for you being on the field with them and making that noise today?
We know how for us it's crucial. It's kind of crucial. The fans, the community. We know how important they are for the club, for the city, and it's always good having them behind us. So it's like I said, it's like playing with 12 men. So they are such important for us. Yeah.
Biggest crowd in the history of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but they were at times very loud, especially as Atlanta United scored the equalizer, certainly as they tried to mount the comeback, and probably loudest in the 7th, 8th minute of stoppage time when Atlanta United had a free kick. They knew they'd be able to waste some time, maybe try and close this game out. Not a huge crowd, but they certainly could be heard throughout this match.
Well, and that's what we talk about every once in a while here, is that in these games that are important for, you know, whatever reason, whether it's positioning, trying to get off the schneid, trying to get over that, you know, imaginary hump, you know, get over that speed bump. When you have the 17s behind you in this building, they get to help and be that extra push. Tristan mentioned it, you know, it's like you're playing with 12. And when you get that kind of momentum behind you on the field, you feel it down there on the field. You feel that extra momentum. You feel that support. And it drives you to want to continue to succeed into that next moment and the next moment and the next moment. And so Tristan gets to, you know, emphasize that here. But that's what this crowd has done ever since day one, all the way back to Bobby Dodd. They've been able to lift the team in moments when they've needed it, and you had that today with, I think it was like 36,489, somewhere in there, but that was the announced crowd. It was 36,489. But that lift, and to be able to sense that lift, that's what it's all about here at MBS.
Yeah, Tristan talked about the feeling of getting the victory, and obviously that doubles back for providing the fans who did show up and who did shout the opportunity to see the win. And it's something that they haven't been doing enough of in the past two, three seasons, is giving the fans reason to shout, reason to believe, reason to be happy and look forward to coming down to games. And today, certainly, they did that, and hopefully moving forward they can do that as well. I also thought, you know, just impressed with Tristan Moyamba's awareness of, hey, I had the opportunity early on, and I didn't convert, and I let the team down. And so you're also, because of that, to an extent, not too high, too elevated that you did score. This isn't, oh, look at how great I was. I scored a goal. I brought us back from the, you know, depths. No, it was, hey, thankfully I was able to make up for a mistake that I had. And it's just the kind of level-headed, even keelness, and that also will turn itself over to the ability to move on, both when things are going good, but also when things are going bad. Obviously, tonight, good, more recently, bad. But the ability to move on, face the next challenge, I think was summed up in that one comment.
Well, I mean, you know, with Ted Lasso Season 4 coming out now for us to view, one of the tenets has always been be a goldfish. Tristan mentions being a goldfish, you go on to the next play. You don't let what happened in the first half dwell, and he gets the moment in the second half, and he puts it in the net, and then that spurs the comeback for Atlanta United.
Well, speaking of, I don't even know how to go from a goldfish to what Adrian Gill did, but he's got gills like fish.
I was waiting for that.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
All right. When we come back, we will hear from Adrian Gill, so stick around. The full-time report continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That was a fishy toss.
Welcome back in. Final couple of minutes here on the full-time report. Atlanta United beats New York Red Bulls 2-1. Goals from Tristan Moyamba in the 69th minute and Fafa Pico in the 82nd minute. And along with those two performances, along with the performance of Lucas Hoyos in net, the MLS debut of young midfielder Adrian Gill also drew some really nice reviews, and his debut came in a match that secures 3 points for Atlanta United, and he spoke with Jason Longshore, among others, just a couple of minutes ago.
How has this night been for you, getting the start, big win for the team?
I mean, it's been a long time since I've been dreaming about this, and I had basically 3 years, two knee surgeries where I was out, didn't touch a soccer field, so just coming here, getting a new opportunity, and finally getting to get a debut, a start, play 90. It's incredible.
How important has Javier Perez and Jose Silva been in getting you to this point?
I think they gave me the freedom to kind of learn how to play the six again, remember what it's like to play a 90-minute game, and just very supportive in everything I do. If I mess up, they're supportive and just kind of help me to get to this point, but obviously there's so much more work to do, so we're not finished at all.
Big first assignment playing a team like Red Bulls, who gives you no time on the ball. How long did it take to kind of settle into what they were doing against you?
I think I'm not very used to how we pressed or how we played out, so I think, you know, after the first 15-20 minutes I kind of understood where I was supposed to be, the nerves kind of worn off, and I felt good after the first 15-20 minutes.
For the team as a whole, you know, after what happened in Philadelphia, losing that game, coming back today after conceding first, what does it mean for the group going forward in your mind?
I mean, I think the team has the level, and we've been so, like, if you watch us train, we have such a good level, it's such a good team, and we've just gotten unlucky in games, and I think finally making this comeback is kind of just the statement that we needed, and I think that, you know, sky's the limit.
And you mentioned it earlier, the two knee surgeries. It's been the season with the twos to get you to this point. How has that helped your confidence, but also your confidence in your knee?
Definitely a lot. I mean, there were so many firsts I had to go through. Just the first duel, the first, 50-50, where my leg was extended, turning tight turns, all that, it's nervous after you get a knee surgery. So that really helped me. And now, I had the confidence to go out there and just play free.
About getting through some of those mental hurdles there.
I mean,
Adrian Gill, though, talking about it, and two things I wanted to talk about there. His second and third to last responses there. We'll start with third to last response there. Mm-hmm. Just said it took him 10 to 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. I know you and
it's
I said it
figured.
Probably a little bit faster than that, but certainly understanding the differences, kind of living through the differences, really impressive to get up to speed that quickly. I think we've seen at times players come on the pitch and it takes matches for them to adjust. And look, I'm sure there'll be more adjustments as he plays other teams, other styles, and et cetera. But really quickly to adjust on the fly like that. And then also the belief in this team, mm-hmm. and the desire, the need for this to mean something. This to be the start of something. We've had these discussions before, John, where you're like, okay, now you can get on a roll, and the roll never happens. Hopefully this is one that finally can get them there. And then the other aspect of this is, and I've been a proponent of this, is you don't know what you have necessarily in some of these young guys. And so many more guys have come onto the pitch and starred then have come onto the pitch and been massive letdowns. I'm not saying that there haven't been guys that you called up and tried and they haven't got the job done. There have. We're not ignoring that. But when you see a Cooper Sanchez that has now become as valuable as anyone on this team, mm-hmm. and then you see what Adrian Gill does today, wouldn't mind seeing more of that.
And I'm glad that we got to address the director of methodology, Javier Perez, and the head coach of the twos, Jose Silva, and what they've meant to this process for Adrian Gill. And when Adrian Gill and Andrew Jardines are paired together as the two sixes in the formation, the 4-2-3-1 that Atlanta United 2 plays, and you've seen the two of them come together, and they've got this great symbiotic relationship. And to be able to go through all of those firsts, the first duel, first 50-50, the first tight turns, the first adjustments to speed of play when it comes to different teams and how their approach is. And then you come up here to Major League Soccer and you're going up against the blender that Red Bulls want to put you in. And you persevere and you push through that. And it's like you come out the other side after that first 15 to 20 if you're Adrian Gill and you're like, okay, yeah, I can do this. I'm good here. And you see the game slows down for you. And that's probably what I want to ask Adrian next time I catch up with him. It's like, does the game slow down for you? It looked like that once you got adjusted to it, the game kind of just was there for you and you weren't intimidated by your surroundings. I think it slowed down for Adrian and you get to see how he was there to help create on a couple of passes and a couple of long transition opportunities for Atlanta United. And it's from that time that he's been able to spend with the twos, recover from the two surgeries. And it's been a long 3 years to get to this point, and you see what it's meant to Adrian Gill, and you see what it means to Atlanta United on a night like tonight.
And we'll also see what the next couple of days means for him. Obviously, Will Riley picks up the ankle injury is one of the main reasons that Adrian Gill was forced into duty here. And now you've got a midweek match against Minnesota where if that's the plan, you can go in for a couple of days now preparing. And I don't mean him specifically. I mean the team working him in with the first team and getting used to it and all that. A little bit more directly than maybe you would have on a different game week. And so that's going to be interesting as well. You're actually going to be joining me, John, for the Five Stripes Countdown and the full-time report on Wednesday when the Atlanta United takes on Minnesota United. Real quickly, just a thought or two on Minnesota.
They are like the box of chocolates from Forrest Gump. You don't know what you're going to get on a match-by-match basis. Are you going to get the team that's lights out offensively? Are you going to be the team that can't figure out where that large thing that you're supposed to put the ball into? It's like optional at times for Minnesota United. You don't know which version of them offensively you're going to get. And so I'm intrigued at what Cameron Knowles is going to bring to the table. And with what we've seen from them, I wonder which version of Minnesota you're going to get in this particular matchup. So that for me is the biggest element in all of it.
Just a PSA, there's labels on those boxes.
You do know what you're going to get.
No,
you pay attention. They label the chocolates.
Yeah, but the thing is, they don't necessarily get stuck with
some cherry nonsense if you're looking for coconut. That's all I'm saying.
Look, Russell Stover's really good at that. There are others, and Whitman is good at that. But there are others that will sit there and they'll take the order and it'll be completely reversed from what they have on the inside of the top of the tin.
Independence Day, you just turn the map around and you can figure it out.
No,
drive is reverse. Reverse is drive. My bad. First is third,
and third is first. And
who's on
fifth
first?
And reverse? I don't know. Third.
All right. That's going to do it here for the full-time report. Join us at 7:30 Wednesday, midweek action, August 19th, for our next broadcast. Atlanta United going to take on Minnesota United. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky.
Thank you, Dom.
Our producer in studio. And to John Kramer.
Thank you, Kramer.
Our on-site engineer. For Mike and Jason.
Thank you, Mike and Jason.
Voices of Atlanta United. For Madison Cruz.
Thank you, Maddie.
And John Nelson.
Thank you, John.
Of Soccer Down Here. I'm Abe Gordon.
What's your plot here?
Once again, the final today. Atlanta United 2 and the New York Red Bulls 1 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.